Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Weave Ethics. My name is Kenneth George Kaliu, a strategy consultant and the founder of the Port Harcourt International Food Festival, and I am your host for today. Before we begin, let's take a message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyesomwike, the initiator of Weave Ethics.
Our dear Rivers people, welcome to yet another episode of Rivetics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Remember that food is medicine and eating well and healthy is a form of self-respect. Today's episode is in commemoration of the World Food Day, which is celebrated every 16th of October in honor of the date when the Food and Agricultural Organization, also the FAO of the United Nations, was founded in 1945. Over 150 countries participate in this annual observance to raise awareness on the issue of poverty and hunger. The theme for this year's celebration is Change the Future of Migration, Invest in Food Security and Rural Development. Concerns over food security has existed throughout world history. The definition of food security has also metamorphosed over time. The final report of the 1996 World Food Summit states that food security exists when all people at all times have physical and economic access to sufficient, safe, and nutritious food to meet their dietary needs and preferences for healthy and active life. Individuals who are food secure do not live in hunger or fear of starvation. Food insecurity, on the other hand, according to the United States Department of Agriculture, is a situation of limited or uncertain availability of nutritionally adequate and safe food, or limited or uncertain ability to acquire acceptable foods in socially acceptable ways. Historically, the United Nations recognized the right to food in the Declaration of Human Rights in 1948. And has since noted that it is vital for the enjoyment of all other rights. In 1996, the World Summit on Food Security declared that food should not be used as an instrument for political or economic pressure. However, the reality is that over 815 million people still suffer from hunger worldwide, and the number seems to be increasing due to armed conflict. This is a direct challenge to the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goal of Zero Hunger by 2030. Each year, over 2 million children die through malnutrition or starvation in poor and war-torn regions of the world, whereas obesity is spreading among children in affluent parts of the world. Ex-President Jimmy Carter of the United States perfectly summed up the dietary situation with his notable remark, and I quote, "We know that a peaceful world cannot long exist, one-third rich and two-thirds hungry." Rural development, on the other hand, is a comprehensive term. It essentially focuses on action for the development of areas outside the mainstream urban economic system. Rural development aims at finding ways to improve rural lives with the participation of rural people themselves, so as to meet the required needs of rural communities. The outsider may not understand the setting, culture, language, and other things prevalent in the local area. As such, rural people themselves have to participate in their sustainable rural development. Rural development actions are intended to further the social and economic development of rural communities. The fact that rural development and food security, therefore, are mutually reinforcing and will constitute a major curb to rural-urban migration is the strong message that will be ringing out as the world celebrates World Food Day. Let us ask ourselves these five important A questions as we join the world to create awareness in our families, communities, schools, clubs, markets, associations, churches, mosques, etc. And the questions are: 1. Is food available in our family or immediate community? 2. Is the food accessible? 3. Is the food culturally and hygienically acceptable? 4. Is the food adequate? And 5. What action is being taken if the 4 A's above are absent? Our guest speaker today is Mr. Kenneth George Kallio, a distinguished strategy consultant and the founder of the Port Harcourt Food Festival. He will be speaking on investing in food security and rural development. Please enjoy the episode and never forget to put lessons learned to good use. Our wonderful Rivers people, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivethix, and I am Kenneth George Kallio, your host for today. I will be speaking on investing in food security and rural development. And this is in connection with the theme for the World Food Day, celebrated on the 16th of October every year. That's why we here celebrate it with the Port Harcourt International Food Festival from the 14th to the 16th of October. The theme for this year is Change the Future of Migration, Invest in Food Security and Rural Development. Now, migration is caused by a number of things like wars, political instability, extreme weather conditions, and more. In 2015 alone, there were about 244 million international migrants. Do you know that hunger and poverty are also very strong factors that cause migration? Do you also know that hunger kills more people every year than malaria, tuberculosis, and AIDS combined? So because of the seriousness and impact of hunger, the United Nations established the Food and Agriculture Organization in 1945 on the 16th of October. This same day is set out to promote awareness and actions against hunger, ensure food security and nutritious diets for all. Now the agency specializes in defeating hunger by ensuring the world attains food security. It is so important to the UN that it's number 2 on its sustainable development goal to attain zero hunger by the year 2030. Now, before we talk about food security mainly concerns agriculture. So what is food security? Food security is the availability and adequate access at all times to sufficient, safe, and nutritious food to maintain a healthy and active life. Let's look at the key words in this definition. Availability, adequate access, sufficient, safe, and nutritious. For food to be available, some key factors must be considered. 1. Production. 2. Distribution. Production simply means that we must produce enough food to cater for the population. Our capacity must surpass the number of people to consume what we have produced. That's when we can say our food production is secure. Now, distribution has to do with the storage, processing, transportation, packaging, and marketing of food. Simply put, it's how we get food from production point to consumption point. Adequate access. This simply means that we can reach a particular type of food we want and we can afford it in the quantity we want. Poverty sometimes can limit the access to food. Access most times is dependent on resources, which can be land or money. Sufficient. This implies that food has to be enough to go around, enough to reach the number of people who need to consume food. For that reason, you are not conditioned to eat the quantity of food that's available. Number 4. Safe and nutritious. This simply means that food must be good enough for consumption and it must be healthy. It also means that we must have foods that are not poisonous, that do not have excess chemicals. It should also contain and retain its natural nutritional value. With that, you can say food is safe and nutritious. We also have to ensure that the conditions through which they pass are clean and neat enough for us to consume. So let's go for a short break. We will be right back. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics, and I am Kenneth George Kaliu, your host for today. I have been speaking on investing in food security and rural development. Now, I won't be speaking from the angle of what government should, will, or can do. I'll rather be speaking from the perspective of what we can do and how we can see this as an opportunity to solve problems and gain financial benefits. So looking at food security as a whole, it would be connected to how we can invest, considering the key factors I had mentioned earlier. These key factors are availability, access, sufficient, safe, and nutritious. If you take time to look at these key areas I've mentioned, tackling these problems helps us to tackle the issues of food insecurity. And primarily, when you speak about food insecurity, you're speaking about agriculture for the larger part of it. So it's encouraging us to invest our time, our efforts in agriculture so we can provide enough food for ourselves and for our society. Now, before we talk about investment, let's consider what it means. Investment can be looked at from either the financial standpoint or other resources. For financial standpoint, it simply means laying out money or capital in an enterprise with expectations of profit. For other resources, it means committing something other than money, which is time, energy, or effort, to a project with the expectation of something worthwhile. So it doesn't necessarily have to be financial benefit for the other resources. But let's put these two together in consideration of what the topic is: investing in food security. So this means we will put money, time, energy into securing food or ensuring food security to yield worthwhile results and profit. That will be the definition of investing in food security. To invest in anything, you must start small in order to have the time and space to build and grow. Do not be tempted to rush into something and start big. Always start small. It gives you an opportunity to build on what you're investing in. If you rush into it, when you make mistakes, you probably lose big. But if you start small, you can scale your losses. You can grow and you can nurture the growth bit by bit. But before you also invest, ensure that you have done a lot of research, you have asked questions, you have carried out experiments, and the results and knowledge you gain from that experiment and research and questioning would give you a sure foot to start off in your investment. Now, the interesting thing about this key points in food security is that they can serve as a guide for us to check and double check our investment in food. We can adopt those four key points as checklists before we invest. Now, do not forget, one of the reasons we must consider investing in food security, apart from making profit, is it will yield a worthwhile result of eradicating hunger and creating economic growth. By extension, rural development. It will also help the world utilize migration in a positive sense. Now, let's look at our guide to investing in food security. So, I will start by looking at availability. Whatever you choose to invest in, your first consideration will be if it is available. For example, if you want to invest in a crop or if you want to become a farmer, and when I keep using the word investing, do not limit it to money. It also means your energy, your time, your skills. If you want to farm, for example, tomatoes, you would have to check the availability of tomatoes. And as we all know, it's not readily available in this region because we have to bring in tomatoes all the way from the north. At a certain point, we faced scarcity of tomatoes. And for that reason, the challenge with the availability of tomatoes can become an opportunity for you to invest or farm or grow tomatoes. And when this is identified as a gap, you just fill in that gap. Let's move on to the next point, access. You can consider this from both ends, like I said before, either from you as an investor or producer or the consumer's angle. And for access, you would ask the question, whatever I want to get into, is it accessible to the market? Can people afford it? When you check out those considerations or you ask yourself those questions, it makes it easier for you to jump into those areas of investment. Can people easily buy potatoes? Are potatoes from here? No, most of the farmers are in Jos or all of those areas in the north. So before they bring potatoes from the north down here, you know the number of challenges that they would have gone through. In addition, they might not be able to bring enough to cater for the people here. So yes, do people have easy access to it or adequate access? No, they don't. Would you want to be a potato farmer? That would be an opportunity. Consider that, because the demand for potato is high. Moving on to the next factor, which is sufficient. You can consider a certain food produce and find out if it's sufficient in the market. Sometimes you go to the store or to the market to buy certain food produce, and when you go there, they say, it's finished. And you might find out that the entire line of this food produce do not have it available. And when it's scarce in the market, that means what they bring down to this part or what they bring to the market is not sufficient to go around. And the idea is for everyone to have enough to go around. And for you as an investor or someone who wants to go into this area, consider these things. If it's a gap, then you can fill it. Research is a very, very interesting area that very few people have gone into. It's also a key area you can consider. Innovation is also a key area you can consider. How you can marry tech to fast tracking and enabling the entire value chain in the agricultural sector. Those are opportunities we should consider. The last point to make is safe and nutritious. Now, if you look at it, if you feel like you want to come from the angle of safety and nutrition, then check out for the value you can add to ensuring that a certain food produce is safe enough to consume and contains all the required nutrients. Check the current foodstuffs or food produce in the market. If they meet the standards, if they don't, then that's an opportunity there. Let people know the value that comes with consuming safe and nutritious meal. By providing it at a considerable price, it means you will be filling a need, and that's an opportunity right there. You could either be the one farming the safe and nutritious food produce, or you can take any other part of the value chain to ensure that when they are produced from the farm, you can transport them safely, or you can put them in the right conditions, not deplorable conditions that will diminish their value. We will take a break. We will be right back.
Stop the violence against women and girls. Do you know that one in every three women have experienced one form of violence or the other? Violence against women and girls is a crime against humanity. Stop domestic violence, intimate partner violence, harmful widowhood practices, female genital mutilation or cutting. Gang rape is evil. Let's work together by reporting every act of violence that the perpetrators be brought to book. Victims and survivors should call Police Human Rights Department
0812 8075 0817-3412-597.
This message is brought to you by Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, River State Branch, with support from Nigeria Stability and Reconciliation Program, NSRP.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivethix on radio, and I am Kenneth George Kallio, your host for today. I have been speaking on investing in food security and rural development, and I have just pointed out areas that concern food security, primarily in agriculture, that we can invest in and how we can derive value from investing in food security. We will now look at how investing in food security can fast track rural development. But before we do that, I would like to point out or mention a few food produce that can be a good example for opportunities available in investing in agriculture or food security. Let's take onions, for example. We do not produce enough, if at all, we produce onions around this region. Most of the onions here come all the way from the north. And when we put that into consideration, because the demand for onions is high, we do not have enough to meet the demand. So even when the onions come all the way from the north, going through certain conditions, when they get here, you do not have all the quantities that were transported in good shape or in good condition. If there's a high demand for onions, of course we all use onions to cook around here. So if there is high demand for it, then you should look out for an opportunity like that and either become a farmer in onions, or you simply add to transporting down from wherever it is. But we should look at the opportunities available with farming onions. Another one is cassava. Cassava is readily available. Most of the farmers around here farm cassava, but they do not have enough quantity to go around most of the times, because apart from using cassava as a basic food, it also has benefits because some of its byproducts can be used in the pharmaceutical industry to produce medicine. So that's an opportunity you can look at, looking out not just to feed but also helping other industries. That's an opportunity right there. So you can either be a cassava farmer, or you simply cut that part of the chain and go straight to being the middleman between the farmers and being a distributor to pharmaceutical companies. Another food produce that has massive quality and opportunities is snail. Snail farming comes with a lot of benefits. It's cheap to run. It doesn't cost so much to feed the snails. You have more benefits not only from the snail as a food produce, but also its byproducts are used in certain areas for manufacturing. So those are some basic areas you can consider when you want to invest in agriculture and by extension food security. Now, considering the nature of agriculture, it is usually more profitable to have farms and factories and all other related industries in rural areas as a result of certain factors like space, land, cheap labor. If we put that in mind, setting up projects in rural areas indeed will have its sets of benefits, and the ripple effects will cause rural development. I will round up by highlighting these benefits that investing in food security in rural areas will attract. Number one, infrastructure. When you set up a farm, or you set up a food processing plant, or you set up in a rural area, the first thing you attract is infrastructure. Infrastructure, because of the need for roads, for power, for water, you will be able to settle these issues that some communities might be facing and they might not have attracted. But situating a farm or a factory would attract some of these benefits to the community. Another benefit is employment. Certainly this brings in financial growth. People now are able to afford a better life. because people now earn salaries and they can now feed their families, and by extension their wives or other members of the families can, with the money, trade and help their families. All of this leads somehow to positive migration, which helps to solve the problem we are considering for this year's World Food Day. Positive migration, of course, because people will not move under pressure any longer. People choose to move when they want to move. When you have development occurring in a certain area, people can live a better life. They are no longer poor. They can afford a livelihood. For that reason, people choose to migrate only when they want to migrate. It can also attract positive migration. By this, I mean people who work in these factories or farms, who probably live in the city areas, will now come over to rural areas as a result of their jobs. And for that reason, some of the landlords which are in these communities will begin to earn from real estate, because workers will rent apartments to live in. And all of these benefits tied together come in from investing and ensuring food security. Thank you very much. It has been a wonderful time with you. God bless you.
Dear friends, this is the match we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends, at your school, or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Reef Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Rivers State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, the program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.